Well, good afternoon. Well, good morning, Bud. It's morning in California, and welcome to Warbirds in Review.
Well, thank you. First of all, I'd like to say I like to Teresa for her wonderful songs, and I want to say good morning to all of the fans in there. Scott.
Thank you, and they all miss you, but we are so thankful that you've been here for the last 20 years, and we look forward to seeing you next year. So I see the perfect P-51 pictures in the background there. You're getting accustomed to the Zoom calls as we go into this wind down, we hope, of the COVID year.
That's right.
Yeah. So we have some of the favorite stories, as I'm sure you heard me. We have Gentleman Jim on the stage and the two old crows. I enjoyed hearing Hagedorn and Jack go back and forth, bantering back and forth. I'm sure you did, knowing the two very well.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Yeah, and so let's go with a story we all like to hear, if we've heard, had the pleasure of hearing before. Your first mission, or your first kill, I guess, would be a better, description.
Yeah, that it has a little bit of humor in it, so it's pretty good, too. We're just getting started, and we're starting to get kills. And I haven't got one yet. And the other guys are starting to get them. And I'm kind of wondering, am I cut out for this or not? And so we're out there. I think it was back toward Berlin. And we were on a relay system then, and we were in lead, and we're going home. And I'm leading a flight of three or four Mustangs. And another flight joined me, came up, pulled up alongside of us. And I noticed it was a 362nd squadron. And so we're heading on back, and they pull in alongside with us, and I see up ahead, way up ahead, down low, a B-17, and he's kind of a straggler, and he's trying to go home by himself, and he has a couple engines smoking bad. So I tell the guys, hey, come on, let's go down there and take him out to the water at least. And so we make a left turn and start down towards him. And all of a sudden, here comes three ME-109s. They're coming along here like this, diving down.
I can't.
To attack him. Obviously didn't see us because there was seven or eight Mustangs.
Or usually is.
So I said, okay guys, one of those Mustangs is mine. So we cut him off the pass. And I start to get into a turning dogfight with ME-109. We got not good concentric circles. I was coming at him on a high angle off like that. And he's coming at me at a high angle off. Really can't get a good shot. So I'm wondering, why can't I get on this guy's tail? You know, I learned later that down at low altitude in the hands of a good pilot, an ME-109 could give a Mustang a hard time. So I'm thinking, I've been through a lot of gunnery schools. I knew how to shoot. And I think, you know, the next time I come around on this guy, here's he is, and here I am. A high angle off like that, I'm going to pull my nose very steadily right through him, get out here to an estimated lead. I won't be able to even see him, and fire a burst and see him if he might fly through the bullets. So here he comes around. I get in there real good, pull through him steadily, fire a burst. And when he comes flying through, he's smoking, but it's coolant. I hit him in the coolant because it's a gray smoke coming all out of the airplane. Hot dog, I got this guy. And he pulls up like this, just rolls over, inverted, and bailed out. And I'm sitting there kind of cheering to myself. And I had a feeling that, oh my God, I looked over here. Here's a guy right up on my wing. And it was Johnny Anglin from the other squadron. He already had a couple of victories. Johnny Anglin, Anglin Air Force Base in Louisiana. That's the guy that the base was named after. So, you know, we still have about 2 hours to go. And I said, I wonder if he shot that airplane down out from under me. You know, could he have been back here shooting at that thing? And I didn't see him. Wouldn't be very sportsmanlike, but there's a war going on, so I guess that's okay. And so we still, we're heading back to home now. Took the B-17 out to the water. And by the time we got to out over the channel, I'd convinced myself that, you know, I probably really didn't shoot that airplane down. I'll bet you Johnny Anglin got it out from under me. And when he pulled up alongside of me down there, he had his mask off because we were down low. And he was grinning like, you know what? And then he gave me a sign sort of like this. You know, it could have been, hey, bud, congratulations, or could have been, hey, look what I did. I didn't know. So I got back, we got back, and we went into intelligence, and we were doing the debriefing and everything, and I asked my guys, I said, did you see me shoot that guy down? And they were all saying, no, I was out of position, I couldn't see it. Sir saw him after he started smoking and then bailing, you know, when he bailed out. But they couldn't confirm my kill. So I claimed a kill, and I told the intelligence officer I had to go talk to another pilot to get confirmation. So we're going, we always went to the club after a combat mission. And so I'm driving over there to the building where the officer's club is. And I'm thinking to myself, how am I gonna bring this up to him? I'm gonna say, hey, you jerk, did you shoot that airplane down from under me, or how's this gonna work? And so we get over to the club, and I'm walking in, and he's right on the end of the bar. And he comes running over to me, and he says, Andy, he says, that was the greatest shot I ever saw. You must have got that guy out there about 60 degrees angle off. And I went like this, oh, Johnny, you know, lucky shot. rushed to the phone after we got through talking and claimed my first kill.